few halakhot and the laws of Shabbat, Siman Shin Lam Medvav. It goes without saying that it's forbidden to pull a fruit off a tree on Shabbat. That would be the melacha of Tolesh, that you're taking something that's attached to the ground and you're pulling it out from its life source. So that's Isu Deoraita. The poskim do not make a difference whether you pull the fruit off the tree with your right hand or your left hand. Even though normally when somebody does something with their left hand, which assuming it's their weaker hand, we call that a shinui. And when you do something in a abnormal manner, it turns it into a rabbinical isur. However, by pulling something off a tree, it doesn't really make a difference how you pull it off the tree. It doesn't change the pulling off the tree. If you do it with your right or left hand, doesn't compromise the melacha whatsoever. Therefore, the poskim write that it's asur to pull a fruit off a tree, not only with a right or left hand, but even with his mouth. Somebody would think that it's permissible, he wants to bite the fruit off the tree. That's also asur. The Mishnah Berurah warns that people are not aware of that. And he actually advised to set up sentries that are guarding the orchards on Shabbat in order to warn the people that they should not bite the fruit off the tree. Now, because of this halakha comes another halakha. And that is that it is forbidden to smell a fruit when it is on the tree. For example, an etrog or a fragrant apple. The reason for that is because the Achamim made a gezerah that you might pull the fruit off the tree to come and eat it. However, Hacham Avadya Alav Shalom said that if a person walks into a pardes, into an orchard, and he's not close to the tree, and he smells the aromatic smells that are coming from the trees, and he has kavanah to benefit, he could make the beracha. And it's not considered that you're making a beracha on isur, because the only isur would be is to go up to the tree and make the beracha on it. Where there's a gezerah, you might pull it off. But just to walk into a pardes where you're not close to the tree per se, but you do smell it, the hakam allows you to make the beracha for the perot. As opposed to another case where it's permissible to go up and to smell up to the tree. That's if it's, for example, a flower. For example, you have a gardenia, or you have hadassim, or you have other type of fragrant herbs that are not edible, and therefore there's no gezerah that you might pull it off the tree to eat. It would be permissible on Shabbat to go up to the tree, to even hold it and make the beracha and smell it. That being said, the Shulchan Aruch in that same siman discusses another halakha. The halakha is discussing whether it's permissible to put flowers into water on Shabbat. The halakha says that one has to be concerned that if he's going to put, for example, a rose that's closed, and he puts it into the water on Shabbat, and as a result it's going to cause the rose to open, so that would be a problem of planting, even though it's not attached to the ground. But the water is affecting the rose to go from closed to open. And therefore, the poskim are mahmir, that unless the rose is completely opened, or it's a type of flower or branch that has no flowers on it, but it's decorative, and you want to put it into the water on Shabbat, in such a case, it would be permissible. However, the poskim say that the Rama brings down that this is only permissible to return it in water that was there from before Shabbat. However, to put it in the water, the chetahila on Shabbat, the Rama writes it would be forbidden. You can only return it into water that was there already. However, Hakam Avadya Alav Shalom finds the Rashba, and the Rashba says that it's permissible to take, for example, a hadas that was not in the water from before Shabbat, and the chetahila, even put it in new water on Shabbat. Hadasim don't open up. a semer branch with the leaves on it. And that's the way Hacham Avodah's posek, that on Shabbat, if you have a bunch of hadasim that were picked obviously from before Shabbat, it would be okay to put them in fresh water on Shabbat. Last but not least, the poskim write that when you have a vase with these type of flowers, the vase is not mukseh. You're allowed to pick up the vase, for example, if it's on the table with the flowers, and you're able to move it. The point over here is that we're not suspecting that maybe by moving the vase, maybe the water will cause it to open up a little more than it already is opened. No, we're not choshesh to that. And therefore, if you have a vase on the table, and the person wants to move it for whatever reason he does, since the flowers are not mukseh, and the vase is not mukseh, and the water is not mukseh, so it becomes movable, and everyone is able to put it where he desires.